Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, May 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the Garda Commissioner says his death represents a reset in our attitudes to road safety, and Drew Harris is expected to attend today.
Garda Kevin Flatley's funeral to be held later, and Ireland failed to make it through to the Eurovision final. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Garda Kevin Flatley will be laid to rest today. The 49-year-old was knocked down and killed by a motorcycle on Sunday while conducting speed checks in North Dublin. News Talk's Alex Rowley reports.
Large crowds are expected to gather at St. Peter and Paul's Church in Balbriggan for the father of two's funeral mass. Garda Flatley served 26 years in An Garda Síochána, first serving in Pier Street in Dublin on the regular unit. He then moved to Blanchardstown and spent most of his career on the community policing unit. Since 2018, he'd been engaged in roads policing duties and was based in Dublin Castle. He was an avid member of the O'Dwyer's GAA club in Balbriggan, coaching a number of underage teams, including his daughters. He had a particular love for hurling and camogie. Throughout this week, tributes have been pouring in from the Taoiseach, Taoiseach and other cabinet ministers, as well as colleagues and clubmates. The Garda Commissioner says his death represents a reset in our attitudes to road safety, and Drew Harris is expected to attend today. The funeral mass is followed by private burial in Newcastle in County Dublin.
It's unlikely there will be any breakthrough in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine's president says Russia is not serious about peace and has called on Vladimir Putin to attend talks in Turkey aimed at finding an end to the conflict. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin need to meet before progress is made.
At this point, I think it's abundantly clear that the only way we're going to have a breakthrough here is between President Trump and President Putin. It's going to require that level of engagement to have a breakthrough in this matter. I don't think anything productive is actually going to happen from this point forward until they engage in a very frank and direct conversation, which I know President Trump is willing to do.
Opposition politicians have united in order to bring forward a joint motion during private members' business to demand the government provide children with the assessments of need within 6 months as required by law. It comes as 14-year-old disability campaigner Cara Darmody will begin a 50-hour protest outside the Dáil from next Tuesday. 15,296 children are now overdue their assessment of need and are left waiting for services and support as a result. We drew down more personal loans in 2024 than in any other year on record. We took out loans amounting to almost €2.5 billion, a rise of over 20% on the year before. They include car loans, home improvement borrowings, loans to fund education, and for special occasions like weddings and holidays. Anthony O'Brien from the Banking and Payments Federation says it shows consumers still have confidence.
That does reflect strong personal spending power, in that earnings have increased significantly in recent years, and also reflected strong consumer confidence. We have also seen an increase in inflation in recent years, so naturally people have to increase their spending to meet those higher prices.
A man is due in court later charged over fires at properties linked to the British Prime Minister. 21-year-old Roman Lavrinovich, who's a Ukrainian national, is accused of 3 counts of arson with intent to endanger life. 2 of Keir Starmer's former homes and a car were damaged in North London over the past week. Singer Chris Brown has been charged by UK police with grievous bodily harm with intent. The charge relates to an alleged assault which reportedly took place at a venue in London in February 2023. Met police say the 36-year-old US national remains in custody and he's due to appear before magistrates later this morning. Global life expectancy fell by 1.8 years between 2019 and 2021. It's the largest drop in recent history. The World Health Organization's report for 2025 also revealed increased levels of anxiety and depression linked to COVID-19 reduced global healthy life expectancy by 6 weeks. The WHO is warning overall progress is under threat and says urgent global action is needed. Assistant Director General for Data at the WHO, Dr. Samira Azma, says the figures point to a reversal of recent progress on health issues.
Here's the bottom line. The world is failing its health checkup. Global life expectancy dropped by 1.8 years between 2019 and 2021. The sharpest decline in recent decades, reversing a decade of progress.
In entertainment news, Emmy has missed out on a place for Ireland in the final of the Eurovision. She performed her song Like a Party to the crowd at the second semi-final in Basel last night. She wasn't among the 10 countries who got through to perform in the final on Saturday night. These Irish fans gave us their reaction outside the Eurovision arena in Basel.
I really hope that she doesn't, you know, take any negativity away from this, and I hope the Irish public still support her after this.
I am absolutely gutted. I think Emmy did an incredible job. The performance was phenomenal, and it was, I think, unfortunately, it's one of those songs that can either hit really hard or not get through, and unfortunately we didn't get through.
I'm absolutely devastated. I was so proud of Emmy. She did so well, and when we were watching the vote come in, it just was heartbreaking.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy has work to do on day two of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. The Masters champion signed for a 3-over par round of 74 last night. That leaves McIlroy 10 shots off the leader, Jonathan Vegas. Tom McKibben is best of the Irish on 1-under with Seamus Power 1-over. Padraig Harrington and Shane Lowry will both resume from 2-over par. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.